Magistrates in the southern Italian city of Ragusa have opened an inquiry into a boat that was adrift in the Mediterranean for days with some 300 migrants on board before it was rescued by Italian Coast Guard late on Monday. Nearby Malta and Libya both refused to assist the boat, which was listing in heavy seas despite receiving information last Friday from Italian Coast Guard that the boat was in difficulty. We spoke to Peter Verhaag, immigration officer of Caritas Europa, about immigration and asylum and why Malta refused assistance.
There is a European regulation, a Dublin regulation, which says that a person applying for asylum has to apply for asylum in the first country of arrival. Of course, people coming from through the Mediterranean, these are the first countries where people arrive on the territory of the EU country. Years ago, we already said that the Dublin regulation could better be abandoned so that people apply for asylum wherever they want or they arrive. But then once they are recognized as refugee, when they get refugee status, they should be able to move in the European Union. And this would solve the problem of burdening one or another country. There is an international obligation to grant asylum or to at least to give people access to the asylum procedure. So Malta cannot say that it is, because it is overburdened, it can simply deny this right. Secondly, Malta is not the country with the highest percentage of asylum seekers. It's Cyprus.